The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A number of texts coming in about the new COVID vaccine registration system. People from the age of 69, at 69 by the way, will be able to register today, and then tomorrow it'll be 68 and so on and so forth. But Jess Kelly has been looking at the portal and she's going to tell us how it all works. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, is it user-friendly?
It is. It's very user-friendly. And the HSC have posted a brilliant video, which I've tweeted out, and we might tweet it out from the Pat Kenny account as well. And it very much talks through step-by-step how it works, the information that you need. I went onto it this morning just after 10 o'clock and a little notification appeared saying that there was 1,100 people in the queue waiting to register on the website. You get a bit of a countdown timer onto as to how long you'll be waiting. But once you get into the portal, then firstly, you're asked if you are in that cohort of 65 to 69 years of age. Again, the HSC are asking people within that age group to register, starting with those aged 69. From tomorrow, then those aged 68 can register and so on. Again, they're encouraging people who are not in that age cohort to go onto the website. However, you can register on behalf of someone else. So if you do have a family member or a neighbour who maybe isn't that tech savvy, you can absolutely register on their behalf.
OK, so let's look at the dates. 69 can register today or indeed any time after. It's not confined to today. If you're 68, you can start registering from tomorrow. 67 from Saturday, 66 from Sunday and 65 from Monday. But, you know, if you've missed it by Monday and you're 69, go ahead. You can register. Quick question. If you're 70 or over, you're taken care of via another methodology, is that so?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you are in a different cohort. There is a helpline number that's there. So if you are older than that and if you are curious, you can call the helpline, which is 1850 24 1850. And that's there to answer any questions that people have, but also to register someone. So if you are in this cohort and you don't have the information that you need, which we will talk about in a second, you can call that telephone number and somebody will register for you.
Now, what you should be equipped with before you attempt to register, they will be asking you questions. So what should you have to hand?
What you need to have to hand is firstly your PPS number, secondly your air code, then you also need a mobile number and an email address. So they're the four key bits that you need. Again, if you don't have those, say if you are someone who's 69 and you don't have a mobile phone or an email address, you can use your child or your neighbour or somebody that you trust's email or phone number. The only reason that those things are needed, firstly, is to verify your identity to make sure that the account is associated with the right person. And then you will get a text message to the mobile number when you're being called for your vaccine. Again, if you don't have either of those two things and you don't want somebody else doing it on your behalf, you can call that number 1850 24 1850 for assistance and somebody will register for you.
Yeah. And the point is, if you want to do it, if you're not tech savvy, just ring that number anyway and do your entire registration. But yeah, You'll still need your PPS number and your air code in any event. And they want the contact of a mobile phone and an email. So obviously you're not 69, Jess, so you couldn't register. But did you embark on the process just to see how far you'd get and to see whether you'd run up against any obstacles?
Yeah, so I had access to the entire step. So I went through step by step. And so the way it works, and there are a few steps to it, but just be patient with it. So firstly, you'll be asked to enter your name, your email address, your date of birth and a phone number. Then you'll get an email looking to verify your email address. So you click on that link. At the same time, you'll get a text message looking to verify the phone number. You'll get a four-digit code that you need to just then put into the website to verify the phone number. Once you've done that, the next stage is that you create a strong password. So this has to be at least 10 characters long, and you have to have the usual mix of uppercase, lowercase numbers and so on. So think of a really good, strong password, and then you'll be asked to verify that password. The next
okay, so when just for people who don't do this regularly, now you and I would be doing this quite regularly for creating passwords, but uppercase, obviously people understand that. Lowercase, you can have any variety you like of those. You could even use, you know, your dog's name, your cat's name, whatever. Mix lowercase and uppercase. A number can be 1, 2, 3 to 0. And a special symbol, which is simply just an asterisk, an exclamation mark, a question mark, any of those things. They're the bits they want. And it's just to create more variety and reduce the likelihood that two people could possibly potentially have the same password, which is minuscule. But there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And just make sure that it's obviously a password that you will remember. And the website will tell you if your password is strong enough or not. So try and have a good think of something, as you said, Pat, that you will remember. You know, if you're not sure whether you want to put in your dog's name or something like that, maybe use a 4 instead of an A and then put an exclamation mark at the end of it. That'll tick a few different boxes. Yeah. It'll be a little bit harder to get. But again, it's something that you will hopefully remember. So once you have your password, then you'll be asked to enter your name again and your mother's maiden name. If you don't know your mother's maiden name, you can tick a box and it'll just let you get to the next stage. And this is where you are asked for your PPS number, your gender, your ethnic background and your nationality. Now, that is a lot of personal information, and the HSE has explained why they need this level of information. Firstly, they need your PPS number to ensure that it is you and that you are getting it. They need your gender, your ethnic background and your nationality to try and ensure that they're not missing any cohorts of people. They want to make sure that they're getting people from all different ethnic backgrounds, and also ensuring that the information then tallies to what you have on your medical record. So that's why you need that. You're then going to be asked for your air code, and this is to try and match you up to a vaccination point in your locality so that you're not having to travel for miles and miles. So when you put in your air code, that'll be taken into account when your vaccine location is being decided. The final step then is that you search for your GP, and this is there so that your GP can get a copy of your vaccination record once it's been completed. So you just type in the surname of your doctor or the name of the clinic, and it'll bring up your name. If you're not registered with a GP, you can just tick a box saying that I'm not registered with a GP. And then you're brought to the final screen, which just says finish. So you have to click on finish, and then you get a notification on the screen saying that you have completed the registration.
OK, so just take it nice and steady and you'll get through it. You know, if you're not tech savvy, it might take a little bit longer, but just take your time. You're not going to time out, or are you? That's something that people find when they're banking. If they don't kind of finish a process within maybe a minute or two, you'll be timed out. And that's so frustrating. Did that happen to you at all?
It's definitely not within a minute or two. I was, because I was kind of making notes as I was going along, I was in and around it for around 10 or 15 minutes and I didn't get logged out. So again, just take your time. You will save yourself a few minutes and speed up the process if you do have those things that I mentioned at the top. So that's a mobile phone number, an email address, a PPS number and your air code. If you have that information to hand. Also, if you don't know your air code, you can go to aircode.ie and put in your address and you'll get your air code there.
OK, now some questions coming in. Can you use the same email address for two people? Because some people share an email, people living together.
Yeah, there's absolutely no limit. So, for example, if I wanted to do it for my parents, my grandparents and everybody else that's, you know, over a certain age, I could do it through my email address. There's no limit.
OK, just registered for the vaccine. 2 points your listeners might save them hours of computer time. A 10-character password requiring upper lowercase numerals and special symbols is required. When you enter your new password, click change password, even though you've not had a previous password. Not exactly intuitive. Did you find that, Jess?
Yeah, it does say change password. I think that's just a small factor. It's kind of the only button that you can hit.
It should say store password or whatever. But anyway,
or just continue,
click the change password.
Same thing.
Yeah, it should be continue. I wonder if any of your listeners are having problems with the new registration. I'm getting so far, but the link they've sent to my email address is not going anywhere. Plus, they say they've texted me a 5-digit code, which I've not received. And I'm just wondering, because someone has said that the website sent a verification code as part of the verification process, which you've outlined. my Vodafone text box sent the code to spam. Maybe because the text came with a UK phone number, I spotted it, but maybe not everyone will. That's from Michael. So if you don't get the code, maybe for whatever reason, check your spam box and the code may well be there.
Yeah, exactly. So just do keep an eye out for it. The text should come through pretty instantaneously when you do it. So if you don't get it within a few minutes, again, that helpline number is there for people. I'll say it one more time. It's 1850 24 1850.
Okay. But as far as you're concerned, Jess, user-friendly and hopefully very effective. I presume in time then people will get the details of where they go for their vaccination, which will be probably one of the big centres.
Yeah, exactly. So you will be vaccinated in a centre. The way it's working is that after you register, you will be called for your vaccine between 1 to 2 weeks after, and you will get a text message to the number, the mobile number that you've inputted into the website between 3 and 7 days beforehand. So again, if somebody is registering on your behalf, just make sure that they do give you the heads up if they get the text message for your appointment.
Very good. Jess, thank you very much for talking us through all of that. Now,